Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias, detalles en Lowe's.com.
TexasLending.com Mortgage Jungle. Another blissful weekend of mortgage talk right here on your favorite station, 105.3 The Fan. Welcome, Tolos. We're here to talk about how to save you money on your home loan. I'm Kevin Miller, solo today without inappropriate Uncle Bubba, who can't be here. He's traveling to Hawaii to see his son who lives out there. And so we are going to be here talking with you today. Make sure you get in touch with me early. Get your questions in so I can answer them for you here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. We want to talk about how to save you money in a purchase, a refinance, a home equity loan. Maybe it's an FHA or a VA loan. Maybe you're looking for a jumbo loan, or maybe you don't even know what a USDA loan is. That's what we're here to help you with. Make sure you get in touch with me today. Again, that number, 214-354-5989. So text me early and often, and I will answer your questions for you. We're trying to get this year wound down to make sure we get ready for 2025, and it's amazing that we're almost 25 years into this century. Time has flown. TexasLending.com has been marketed since 1998, doing business here in Dallas-Fort Worth and around Texas, and actually we had business in other states under different names, but right now TexasLending.com is ready to get you prepared after all these years of knowledge and experience to help you get ready in Texas for owning or maybe refinancing a home. Let's talk about how to save you some money. Either way, if you're trying to buy or trying to refinance, it's all about what's it going to be out of pocket? What's it going to be monthly for me? And is there anything that's going to happen to me that's going to be a surprise? Let's talk about some of those surprises today. You know, I was talking to a person earlier this week. They just dropped by one of the places I was, and they just started asking me some questions. And one of the things they're talking about is building themselves a home in 2025. And they're talking to builders, and the builder was running some numbers by them. And it's interesting when you get new people into the business and everyone means well. I would think most people mean well to help people in this fine business in the mortgage world. They're meaning to help you. They truly like the idea of helping you save money when you close your loan. They got you something that you were looking for. But sometimes the people that are helping you don't have all the knowledge in the world, or maybe it's lack of knowledge. They don't have the knowledge yet. Maybe the knowledge is coming. This person was talking to a builder, and the mortgage company for the builder said, I'm a veteran. I'm thinking about getting a loan. I'd like to look into a VA loan. And the mortgage company said, well, have you had a VA loan before? And he said, yes. Well, and the person said, well, you can only ever get one VA loan. And that was a big piece of information, disinformation or misinformation. I don't think it was just a lack of knowledge is what it was. The loan officer didn't know what they were talking about. And so, you know, if you are a veteran and you're trying to get yourself into a home, whether it's a first time or second time, there are different things that go along with it, but you should be able to get and use that VA loan once again. So that person was looking into that. And the other thing that they were talking about was how the first year that their taxes on the property would be much lower than the following year. And that's a big scary thing. If you ever try to buy a home before and you're buying a new home, you know, the thing that happens there is you're trying to buy a home. If you're a first time buyer and you go out to buy a home from a builder, well, the prior year before there was a home on the property, before the home, it was only being taxed as land. You see, the property was only being taxed as land. Well, once there's a home on there, the tax value goes way up. And so a good mortgage company, a company that cares about you, will have you start escrowing money with the servicer. So when the taxes go up, you already have a stockpile of money put away with the servicer so that they can pay the taxes. Because here's what happens to a lot of people when they buy a home. And by the way, get your questions in 214-354-5989. A lot of people go to buy a home, and this builder, a builder would put you in this property, and let's say your payment is $2,500. Let's call it $3,000 for this home. And then all of a sudden the next year they say, we need to raise your payment to $5,000. Well, you should have been putting $1,000 away every month. Well, let's call it $800 for taxes on that property. They should have been collecting $800 a month for the taxes on the property, but they weren't. They weren't collecting the money for the taxes. So all of a sudden, instead of having that 1 year already stockpiled of the $800 a month that you were putting away to have the taxes paid, they suddenly come back and say, well, you owe us $10,000 for taxes for the prior year because we didn't have the property wasn't properly taxed. A good mortgage company, a good builder is going to make sure that they estimate what the taxes are going to be, and they put that into an escrow account. Don't get yourself surprised. You know, a lot of people who have been surprised and suddenly they're paying this payment that they were never approved for. They might have been approved for. So what happens is the builder approves you for a $3,000 payment by not including the taxes that are going to be on the property. Well, that's all you could afford was that $3,000. And now you have to come up with $5,000 a month to catch, not only put new escrows in for the new year, but the prior year catching it up. And now you're upside down. Don't get put into that situation. It's a very scary situation for some people when they suddenly have to come up with that money they didn't anticipate. That's another reason why I suggest for you that are buying a home in the new year that you don't max out your monthly payment. You don't max out. For example, if you have two incomes in a household, you know, try to buy a home where you're not maxing out the mortgage payment that you can get, because then a lot of you can be cash strapped, especially with inflation that goes on and tax values continuing to rise in the state. As tax values continue to rise, the payments will continue to go up in these houses, because a lot of people don't understand some of the things that have gone on recently. You know, home values have doubled in the last few years and have gone up more than that in other areas here in DFW and around Texas. But the taxes haven't caught up to that yet. And there are rules in place that don't allow the taxes to go up more than 10% per year. And so if your home price has doubled, then if they can only go up 10% a year, then your taxes might be going up 10% a year for the next few years continually until it catches up. And in that case, you need to be prepared for higher payments coming forward. So, you know, again, be careful about maxing out your house payment. Get your questions into me about your home loan, 214-354-5989. Get me the following information regarding your home. Get me, if you're trying to buy a home next year, get me your current yearly income, your current credit score, your expected down payment. What I want to do is I want to give you a range of values of homes that a home value might be able to qualify for, a home payment that might fit in your budget. And so this is not an application show. This is an information show. And so the good news is then any information you give me, we're going to spitball it with head math. My 27 years in the mortgage business of head math that just kind of gets you in the ballpark. So we don't have to all stress out on a Saturday morning. We just kind of get going, and maybe you're making plans for a year from now or a couple years from now. I want to give you ideas. Maybe you didn't know you qualify for a certain loan type. Maybe you didn't know some certain qualifications and things that are out there available for you. And again, so many things. This gentleman who came up to me last week and was asking me these questions, they're mechanics. They don't think about this stuff every day. And you're not expected to. And for example, I'm not going to be your mechanic. I'm going to have to call a mechanic for that because I don't think about that stuff every day. And they do. So what we want to do is give you our knowledge and experience, because in this mortgage world, we only get paid once you get a home loan completed. We only get paid once you get what you're looking for. Only once you get into that home loan, only once you're happy and closed in a home loan, do mortgage loan officers get paid and mortgage companies. Prior to closing in a home loan, we collect for your appraisal. That's pretty much it. We collect for your appraisal, find the home. That goes to an appraiser, and it must go to the appraiser. So whatever we're collecting is going to go to your appraiser when you're trying to get that home loan done prior to getting it done. So get in touch with us here, 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989, so I can help you out on your home loan. New changes coming next year. We have new loan limits. We have new jumbo loan limits. If you're trying to get yourself into that conventional loan, you're thinking, oh no, I don't want to have to get myself into a jumbo rate. You have good deals right now on some of these loans. And for example, the FHA loans, you may not know it, but let's look at a county right here. We'll look at Denton County. Let's look at Denton County for next year for your, the FHA page is trying to limit me here. We're looking at Collin County. It's going to make it a little bit easier. It's going to be the same as Denton County. 563,500. That's how much your FHA loans are going to go for in Collin County next year. 563,000. That used to be the jumbo loan, but just a few years ago, you can get an FHA loan. And so many people think there's a stigma associated with FHA. There's no stigma whatsoever. It's just a loan, and it's just telling you who's insuring the loan. And it doesn't matter who's insuring it for you as a borrower. You're trying to get yourself into a home. It doesn't matter who's in, it just matters who's going to get you the best deal. And I had this person who ran into me the other day, and they said, I want to put 20% down so I can get a better rate and I can get rid of the PMI. I said, with where your credit score is, I said, you can get an FHA loan with the mortgage insurance and your payment will be lower. An FHA loan with the insurance, with where your credit score is, I said, is going to be better than if you put 20% down on conventional. So you can put the minimum down payment on the FHA in that person's situation. And I also say, don't got to put 20% down to get rid of the mortgage insurance. There's ways you can do it otherwise. So get me your questions in here if you're trying to buy that home in 2025. 214-354-5989.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
Another thing that's happening. Many of you are looking for that cash out of your home, and you're not sure the best way to get it done. You're not sure the rates. If you don't know if you need to get a second lien, a first lien, get in touch with me. Text me the following information: the current value of your home, the balance on your mortgage. Even if it's paid off, let me know that. So the current value of your home, your balance, your current rate you're paying, and your current credit score. I want to give you an idea of where the best route's going to be for you to get cash out of your home. The idea of getting cash isn't just to go spend a bunch of cash. It's to consolidate debts, rearrange your finances, maybe instead of taking a higher rate, interest rate, to do something else. Maybe you can get yourself, maybe you can get pay for tuition for school for your kids. Maybe it's our high school tuition. They go to a private school. Maybe it's college tuition. We want to help you rearrange your finances to a better payment when we're getting cash. And if you're trying to use cash to maybe do some new fix-ups around the home, we want to help you out with that too. So get in touch with us here so we can help you out with that cash out refinance if that's what you're looking for. Or you can call it a home equity loan if you wish. They fall under the same rules here in Texas. That number, 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. Get in touch with me now, and we will answer your questions when we come back after these messages on 105.3 The Fan. Back in the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show, I'm Kevin Miller. Make sure you get in touch with me today by text. I want to answer your questions for you here on the show. This is a great opportunity for you to get some questions in as the, as the holidays are approaching, the new year is coming. You want to get yourself prepared. You don't want to go do a lot of work. So just send me a text. And that number is 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. I wonder how much I still sound like I'm from Michigan. I've been here 27 years, and when I go north, my relatives sound like they have an accent. I didn't realize we all sounded like we were from Minnesota or whatever it may be when we were up there in Michigan. But when I say certain words, I kind of say, I wonder if that sounded very Michigan-y. I think some of them do. But anyway, when I do start talking to you on the phone here, and I remember when I used to write a lot of loans, when I used to write loans here in Texas, when I used to be on the phone all day long, that's how I got my Texan down. But it's interesting how that kind of works over time. But anyway, for us right now, let's look and see what we can do to get you into a loan. We have a first question today. I'm looking to buy a house with cash. They were looking for a house between $400,000 to $2 million, but would it be better to just build something or just buy a home that's on the market? And so this person wants to buy a home in cash, and you know, at current rates, that might be a good idea in some cases if you have the ability to do it. You know, the whole reason people borrow money to buy a home is they don't have the cash to do it. And so then we're hoping that our home values go up over time. We can put our families in there and all the different things. So if you are going to go out and buy, if you are going to go build a home or start from scratch, there might be some builders who have, especially at the $400,000 to $1 million range, have started building on spec. And the reason I say that is speculating that there's going to be a buyer like you coming around to buy that home. And a lot of times what they do is these builders start building that home. They have it listed for sale. They start building homes in these neighborhoods or in the community where they have homes of that value. And would you get an opportunity to go in as the wood is going up, and you can go in and say, hey, I'm looking to, I want to be able to pick out these certain things in the home. You want to pick out your tile. You want to pick out your paint. You want to pick out certain things and aspects of the home that the builder has available for you without you having to go out there and just say, I'm going to buy land, go get a builder, start this thing from scratch on my own. Maybe you're not the most creative type to go out there and decide what home you want, but maybe there's a builder who already has some good plans available for you. So you can either start from scratch, you can go find a builder that's building on spec. When you get in the $2 million range, probably not going to find as many of those spec homes on the builder side, But then again, you might be able to find some good deals. A lot of people are trying to sell their homes right now. And so it is a buyer's market in a lot of cases. You might be able to get some good deals in that. And you don't know really what some of the challenges are for some of those folks that are trying to get their homes sold. So we wish you well in your journey there. If you are a person looking for that home loan, get in touch with me now, 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. I want to answer your questions for you so that you can get yourself on your merry way to a good home loan. This person, next one. This person's looking to buy a house, and they don't know if they should buy now or wait for rates to come down. And we've been telling a lot of people, listen, well, here's one thing that no one's been thinking about. So listen to me now, because this is all going to get blamed on the next administration, but it's been brewing since COVID came up. And so when COVID came up, this is important stuff, and it's huge. And you have heard some of those banks in the last couple of years that went down, and there could be a lot more banks that should be out of business right now, if not for certain things. So during COVID, they sent everybody home, and they said, you know, no. So people started sending all their employees home. And so no one was working in buildings. And then a lot of businesses went out of business. And so a lot of these buildings are empty. And so there's no one making the payment. And those buildings were bought with loans from banks. And there are certain banks that do a lot of loans for commercial buildings. And a lot of those banks that do those commercial loans, they're upside down. As a matter of fact, the Federal Reserve allowed the banks to take those bad loans off their books. And you just think, what does that mean for me? Why is that really important? Well, let's go back to 2008, when there was a collapse in the residential housing market. When there was a collapse in the residential housing market, the homes that they did loans on that were worth $800,000, when they had to foreclose on those homes, they tried to resell some of those. They tried to resell some of those properties, and some of those homes were sold at 10 cents and 12 cents on the dollar. As a matter of fact, the loans that some of those banks made when they tried to sell those loans had to be sold at, you know, 15 cents on the dollar. And so so what happened was, the Federal Reserve, the Treasury Department, they came in with Congress and they passed, you know, it was a lot of money. They said, we need $800 billion to bail out these banks. $800 billion. That seemed like a lot of money. It was just a couple of years later when the federal government started printing $4 trillion. Every administration was getting $4 trillion to give to their constituents after they got into the administration. So $800 billion sounds like a lot. Back then it was trillions, or now it's trillions. So, but what they did was, instead of the banks all going out of business, they allowed the banks to take the residential loans off of their books. And so if you tried doing that, they'd throw you in jail. If corporations tried doing that, they'd throw the corporations and the accountants in jail. But they allowed the banks to do it in 2008, so they all didn't go out of business and you didn't lose all your money and your savings account and the whole economy didn't collapse, right? And so that's what happened. So jump forward to COVID, and now it's going on in the commercial real estate market. And so there are all these buildings that are not being paid for, and banks are vulnerable, just like they were in 2008. There should be a collapse of banks all over the country right now. There should be a major collapse of not only banks, but other financial portfolios of large investment firms who invested in these loans, these commercial real estate loans. But the Federal Reserve has allowed the banks to take these loans off of their books. The commercial real estate collapse is still in free fall. A lot of those loans right now that are coming due are not going to be paid. This has been going on since COVID. It's going to be thrown onto the next administration, And this can be blamed on the next administration. Okay? So the next administration coming in, they're going to say, look, the economy collapsed under this administration. Just know that that is still out there. You think, why would rates come down when stocks are at an all-time high, when employment continues to thrive? Why would we have rates coming down? Well, this is one of the reasons. And so they are in kind of a catch-22 right now, is they have inflation still going on, and the Federal Reserve needs to get rates down for the impending commercial real estate situation. How do these banks get these commercial buildings off of their books without having to sell them at 10 cents on the dollar, and all of a sudden the bank's equity or the value of the bank or their capital or their capital position based on their loans is all of a sudden wiped out? Okay. And I am not an investment banker. I am not a commercial banker. We're not a depository. I'm just trying to give you the, you know, if we are sitting at a party, kind of explaining to you that all things that seem like they're hunky dory are not dory nor hunky. And so make sure that you, if you are thinking, hey, I'm going to wait to buy a house, a couple things could happen. There could still be major inflation if they go printing a bunch of money to bail out banks, or if it has to go the other way around, because there are banks that are upside down in some other areas, as well as like bonds that they own. And so just know that if rates do come down, that home you might be able to buy for $500,000 right now, you might be buying it for $600,000. Does that make sense? Instead of you buying a home at $500,000, all of a sudden rates are down, so everyone goes rushing to the door. If rates go from 7.5 to 5, if mortgage rates go to 5, you're going to have a rush. Everyone's all of a sudden that $500,000 home versus $750,000. All of a sudden, if rates go down 2.5%, people are going to be saving $600 a month on a mortgage payment, $500 a month when they go to buy a house. They're going to be saving $7,000 a year on a mortgage payment. They're going to be rushing. We got to go out there and get a house now. So all of a sudden, home value is going to go up. There's going to be more bids. You're going to be overbidding. So the idea is this. You buy the home now and anticipate that there could be a reason that rates would go down. And if rates do go down, then you can refinance later. Buy the home you can afford now. And if rates go down, you'll be able to afford it even better. Get in touch with me for your questions. 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. This person has a question. They basically make $13,000 a year, or $13,000 a month. $13,000 a month. Their credit score is 630, and they have $30,000 down. And they want to know, should they buy now and refinance later? And I say, if you're going to buy now versus later, I would buy now. And the reason I would buy now is if rates go down, you can refinance. And so, you know, the reason not to buy now is if you think home values are going to collapse. That would be the reason I want to buy later. I don't think in DFW that home values are going anywhere unless the catastrophe that none of us can see happens. The catastrophe that no one wants to see and none of us can see. So, you know, unless that catastrophe happens, I don't see home values going down. And the catastrophe that happened in 2008 was the one time in our lifetimes that home values collapsed, right? And so get yourself into the home now if you're looking refinance later. With your income, you should be able to afford, you know, $4,500 a month. You're probably looking at a $550,000 loan potentially. At your credit score of 630, FHA is your route, unless you have, yeah, I would say FHA is going to be, with a 630 score one, let's try to get that credit score increased for you. When I say try to get it increased, when we run your credit, we'll take a look at it and say, hey, between now and that loan closes, you know, if you can do these things to your credit, your scores might go up, which might give you a better rate. But at your 630 credit score, FHA is going to be your best deal. You can still get an FHA loan at the loan amount we just talked about. And that should be enough money with your $30,000 down to afford your down payment. Get in touch with me now, 214-354-5989. This is the TexasHunting.com Mortgage Show. I'm Kevin Miller. Send those questions in. When we come back after these messages, we're going to answer those questions for all you Tolos on 105.3 The Fan. TexasHunting.com Mortgage Show. I'm Kevin Miller. Get your questions in now. If you're trying to buy a home in 2025, get me the information to 214-354-5989. Send me the current income you're making, the current down payment you're expecting, and your current credit score. I'll give you about how much home you might be able to afford. Trying to get that cash out of your home, send me your current balance on your home loan, the value of your home, as well as your interest rate and your credit score. And I'll give you an idea about how much cash you can get out of your house. Not everyone knows everything when they're trying to get yourself into that home loan, and I want to make sure that you are prepared when it comes time. Okay, so we talked about your FHA loan limits next year. And we talked about that, and then we said there's a jumbo loan thing going on out there as well. Your jumbo loan limits next year, they go to $806,000. $806,000. So if you're going to buy, if you're going to get a loan under $806,000 next year, that is a conventional loan. That's not even a jumbo loan. And so make sure that you get in touch with me up here so I can answer your questions for you regarding that. There are also, some of you don't know it, there are some areas they call high-cost loan areas. They have, they call them a high-cost area. In a high-cost area, the jumbo loan limits, and I don't know of any high-cost areas in Texas. Mostly California, maybe Washington, Hawaii. They consider that in Guam, U.S. Virgin Islands, Alaska. They're all going to have different, everyone's going to have different loan limits. But in the high-cost areas, you're going to see $1.2 million. $1.2 million is, and plus some change, is the new high-cost loan jumbo limit for 2025. Make sure you get in touch with me so I can answer your questions for you regarding that home loan. I mean, if you're a veteran, you know, some of you think that there's a VA loan limit. There are listed VA loan limits, and there used to be some things that some people knew that they could go above that limit. Not everyone knew that, but you can actually go on a VA loan. If you're looking for $1 million VA mortgage, we can help get that arranged for you. It's not just for small loans. You can get VA loans in many different loan sizes under different scenarios. So make sure you get in touch with us here at TexasHunting.com. We want to help you out. Okay, next question here. This person says, things are adding up and I need to get them refinanced. I want to get a home equity loan. Their home is worth $550K. They currently owe about $200. Want to know how much cash they can get out if they just wanted to get one loan or if they wanted to get a second loan. What can we do to pay off some of these bills? Well, we don't know what your bills are, but if your home is worth $550,000 and if your credit scores are in line, what kind of scores are we talking about? For the best opportunities for cash out, for the maximizing the cash out of your home, you want to be looking at a credit score above 680. A 680 credit score or higher is for the most amount of, you can get cash out of your home with lower credit scores, but instead of maxing out the money that you're able to get out, you start having limitations. For example, the maximum you can get out in Texas, if you listen to the show a long time, you know that is 80% of the value of your house. And a lot of people confuse this. It's not 80% of your equity you have remaining in the house. It's 80% of the appraised value of the house. So when you close on a home equity loan or a cash out refinance or a line of credit anytime in Texas, this is under the Constitution of Texas. They put it into the Constitution. And they had people vote on this. And the vote says that we're not going to allow people, whenever they get cash out of their home, we're not going to allow them to borrow more than 80% of the value of the home. And you think, wow, it's my house. Why can't I borrow more? Well, the nice thing is one of the reasons that Texas was not harmed so much by the financial crisis of 2008 was the rest of the country was borrowing up to 100% of the value of their house. As a matter of fact, some of us remember commercials where you could see people getting 125% of the value of their house out in cash. So if their home was worth $500, you know, they were getting $625,000, right? They were getting $625,000, or they could borrow up to $625,000 at a $500,000 house because they could borrow 125% of the value. Texas was limited to 80. So when home values started falling, people that got cash out of their homes still had equity in their house. They weren't put upside down. Now, I have a story for you that I can talk about on a different day, but there was a fraudulent, we'll just very briefly say there was a fraudulent company called Argent. And Argent, Amera, it was they used to have their name, AmeriQuest used to have their name on the Rangers stadium. And they came to Texas for one reason and one reason only. They came to Texas because Texas had the lowest credit scores in the country. And they were a subprime lender. And they basically were a predatory lender that took advantage of people's houses. And instead of them borrowing up to 80% of the value of their house, they inflated the appraisal value and gave you up to 100% of the value of their house by doing fraudulent appraisals. I actually called the FBI here in Dallas because I realized what they were doing, and I did the math of how much they were defrauding the nation by doing the loans that they were doing, because we knew that they were, I knew that, because every time we came up to them against them, they were appraising everyone's home value 125% of the value of the house. We would get a home of value appraised at $500, for example, and they would appraise someone's home at $625. And you think, well, why was that hurting somebody? They were getting more cash out because they were charging you 10% of the value of the loan. They were charging you 10% of the value of the loan in points. So they were charging you 10% of the value of the loan on a $600. They would give you a loan of $500,000 and charge you $50,000. In closing costs to them. And they'd say, well, I'm going to go there because I can get more money from them. And then you'd say, wait a minute, you're never going to be able to refinance because they just appraised your home at 125% of the value. You'll never be able to get out of the house or the loan. You won't be able to come back and refinance because they gave you a fraudulent appraisal. Called the FBI, did the math for them, gave them a graph, said this is how, if they're doing this many loans in Texas, and they're doing this many loans around the country under this fraudulent appraisal scenario, and they're charging everyone this much money, they are making this much money a year, billions of defrauding. Well, they got sued. They went out of business. As a matter of fact, the CEO of that organization at the time ended up dying. But the CEO of that organization was named ambassador to the United States of the United States to one of the European countries. At the time that they were doing the fraudulent loans, they were made an ambassador, United States ambassador for one of the European countries. And then they got sued by the federal government. And even though they were making tens of billions of dollars off of Americans, they got sued. And I believe the settlement was for less than $500 million. I think the settlement was for like $500 million or less than that, just under that, even though they were making billions. And the problem was, is that all the people that got these loans from them in Texas, these are the people who were foreclosed because they got into loans they couldn't refinance. They were charging people rates of 9 and 10 and 11% and charging them all this money. So we have these laws to let you borrow up to 80% of the value of their house and make sure that we take care of you. And when I say we take care of you, we leave equity in your home. We want you to have equity in your home because, one, we live in this community. We want this community to thrive. And if everyone's getting loans at 100% of the value or 125% of the value and then the home values go down, that's where the collapse happens. So we want to be able to get out of that home if bad things hit us. If we get that medical situation, if you lose your job and you still got to sell, you still have equity. You can get your home sold and without all the other bad things happening. That was a long explanation of things, but you know what? If you're driving around and you didn't have anything else to do, now you can either go get a mimosa because I just hurt your head with that little monologue, or you can know a little bit more of the history of the world in the mortgage world. Okay, this person. All right, so make sure you get your questions in. 214-354-5989. 214-354-5989. Get in touch with me now. When we come back after these messages, I'll answer more of your questions on the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan. Back in the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show, I'm Kevin Miller. Make sure you get in touch with me. And that number is 214-354-5989. I appreciate everyone's call. Make sure you call TexasHoney.com today, and we'll help you out. 972-387-4600. That's the number to call for one of our loan officers. Go to our website. We'll be able to help you out. Okay. This person here, they say they want to do a cash out refinance. But when they did the paperwork, they found two collections due to a former business that crashed. Is there a way to still get money out of our mortgage? Need a little bit more information. If you can let me know, for example, what your current rate is on your mortgage and the value of your home, as well as what you owe on it. I want to take a look at that. Send me more information there and I'll be able to answer that for you, get you some idea there. But I don't know much about those collections, but you can pay off collections with a cash out refinance if you wish. It's going to depend on what your credit score is. Need to know that credit score, because your credit score will determine how much cash you can get out, whether it needs to be a conventional loan or a non-qualified mortgage. A non-qualified mortgage is just a loan that may not be sold to Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, or Ginny Mae. That's what a non-qualified mortgage means. It cannot be sold to a government-related entity, or government. I call it government-related, Ginny Mae, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. It can't be sold to one of them. So it has to go to, since it's not qualified to be sold to them, it has to go to a different servicer, different lender outlet. We can help you with that depending on your scenario. Make sure you get me your questions so I can, get me your info so I can answer that question in more detail. Okay, so next question. This person says they are 27-year-old. They are a 27-year-old veteran with a great credit score of 780, and they have liquid. I like the, you know what, they asked if that it was something was actually a word, and you know what, it doesn't matter. They have liquid savings of 20K and they make $60,000 a year. Should they consider buying? Well, that's going to be a question you need to answer, whether you should consider buying. And the one thing I never thought about at your age, well, when I first was buying my first home at 25 years old, you know, I thought of the idea, okay, I can buy a house. If I'm a first-time home buyer, I can buy it, and then someday I can pay it off. And I won't owe anything on it. And I'll have this house. So I bought a home for $100,000. And I said, you know, someday I'll be able to pay this off. Well, then, you know, over time, that thing went up, and it went up to $120,000, $125,000, $130,000. And I, you know, as a young kid, I was never thinking about any of that. And none of our kids are ever taught that stuff. You're not thinking about values of homes going up and all this stuff. You're just, you're trying to figure out how to make money, how to get a job, or what, you know, what kind of car you can afford. So you're buying your first house, you think I can pay it off someday, it'll be mine. And then it starts going up in value. The reason to buy a home now is if the home goes up in value over time, then you may be able to sell it someday for a profit. The one thing you need to think about is as it does go up in value, the property taxes will go up. The homeowner's insurance cost will go up as well. If you lock in your mortgage principal payment and interest payment would hopefully stay the same if you have a fixed rate mortgage. The only thing that would be going up every year would be your taxes and insurance, or maybe homeowners association if you have one, those kind of things, right? And so if you do get yourself into this home, the nice thing of being a veteran, you would qualify for a VA loan, depending on your, you know, how long you were in, and it will determine how much home you could buy. Now, also, how much, it'll determine how much your VA eligibility is, but the biggest thing that determines how much VA home you can get is really your income. you make $5,000 a month. And so when you're trying to look into this VA, if you're just thinking about 33% of what you're making every month, you're probably looking at a payment. I'm going to say you should qualify somewhere around $1,600 to $1,700 a month. Well, what kind of home value are you going to find yourself into for $1,600 to $1,700 a month? And that $1,600 to $1,700 needs to include your principal payment, your interest payment, your taxes, and your insurance. And so you need to include all of those things in there. The nice thing about a VA loan, and if you qualify for this VA loan, one, there's no required down payment on a VA loan. There's no required down payment on a VA loan. If you want to put money down, you may put money down on a VA loan. In some scenarios, that can make some things better for you. The VA funding fee that they charge a funding fee that they finance in your loan on VA. You're getting it for the first time. And they can reduce the VA funding fee if you do wish to put a couple dollars, you know, up to a certain amount of money down on your VA loan. So there are different amounts of down payment that will reduce your VA funding fee. For your scenario, you're probably looking at a $200,000 around the range, in a range around $200,000. That would be the loan amount that might be able to afford you that payment of $1,600 to $1,700 a month. And that's based on, you know, where VA rates are. And they're moving daily and all these things are moving around all the time. So when I say all these things, mortgage rates, bond rates, these are moving daily. They're moving throughout the day. Sometimes they go up, sometimes they go down. When we qualify you today and you call back tomorrow, your rate could be higher or lower because it's moving every day in real time. Just like, you get all this news at your fingertips now. So when you're trying to get into this home, you know, $200,000, depending on the area that you're buying, that's going to determine what kind of home you're going to get yourself into, whether it be a condo, a townhouse, a single family residence. These are some different things that you could be looking into. So, that's what you're looking for at your if that's what you're looking to afford is $1,600 to $1,700. There could be higher than that, depending on how much your other monthly debts are, your monthly debts, including your credit card payments, your car payment, any student loans. These things would be put into the calculation of how much home you might be able to afford. So we can take a look into that for you at TexasLending.com. Get in touch with us today. We want to help you out. Make sure you call us over at 972-387-4600 or go to our website. We'll help you out. Some good questions so far today. Make sure that you get your questions in at over at to one of our loan officers. It is the weekend. Not everyone watches football. Not everyone's a football fan. The rest of us normal people will be watching football all weekend, right? We have to say that about ourselves because there is this thing, that philosophy that says, you know, no one calls their own self crazy. You know, they call everyone else. You don't determine your own self crazy. Someone else has to determine that you're crazy. And you get to determine whether everyone else is crazy. And so, but we call ourselves normal, those who watch football. And we call those people that don't watch football crazy. No, that you're not crazy. We understand. But if you're not watching football and you want to get your home loan started, make sure you call TexasLending.com today. We want to help you out with your home loan and get you going on the fast track to saving a bunch of money. We can help you today. Let's get going. When you go to our website at TexasLending.com, some questions continue to come in. Let me see what we can get here. This person says they want to do an addition on their home. Their home is worth $672,000. They owe $222,000. Their current rate is 3.25. They never use their VA loan. If you're trying to get cash out, you cannot get cash out in Texas on a VA loan. You can get cash out in every other state on a VA loan. You cannot, will not get cash out in Texas on a VA or FHA loan. It will not happen. Okay, so if you're trying to get cash out, you have 3.25 on your current mortgage. That's a good rate. You don't want to touch that rate. So you're going to look at a second lien. A second lien with your credit score is very much doable. You can get whatever 80% of 672 is. You take 80% of 672, subtract what you owe on your house. That's how much money you have available to get out of your house. And with that, I've run out of time. I wish I had more time to answer more questions. And I really want to help you make sure that you get your questions in next week or call one of our loan officers now so we can get on top of this and make sure that you are taking care of with the best deals you can get. We want you to have the lowest out of pocket when you're buying a home with the lowest payment that you can afford. And we want to make sure that you're working with a company that has the knowledge and experience here in DFW to get what you're looking for. So let's get those applications going. Let's get ready for the holidays here and get ready for the new year. I'm Kevin Miller. Make sure you get in touch with me next week back here on the TexasLending.com radio show. See you next week on 105.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencias. Selección varía por lugar.